Deputy AG tells CNN prosecutors examining fake slates of Trump electors. By Joel B. Polak on January 26, 2022. Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco, departing from a long practice of refusing to comment on ongoing investigations, told CNN that the Department of Justice, DOJ, is looking into fake slates of electors prepared by Trump allies in 2020. As reported at the time by Breitbart News, Republicans in some states created alternate slates of electors to the Electoral College as part of ongoing legal and constitutional efforts to challenge the results of the controversial presidential election. This was no secret, nefarious attempt at fraud, nor an attempt to overturn legitimate votes, but a public way of preserving the option of providing votes in the Electoral College if any state's electors were disqualified. Breitbart News reported. Republicans are creating alternate slates of electoral votes in contested battleground states in the event of a challenge of the presidential election results on the House floor, a move President Trump's senior adviser Stephen Miller previewed on Monday. With the Supreme Court tossing Texas's case against Pennsylvania, Georgia, Wisconsin, and Michigan, a case Trump once referred to as the big one, his GOP allies are continuing to extend the fight, casting an alternate slate of electoral votes, creating dueling slates of electors, in the event of a viable challenge in Congress, which is needed for such a challenge. Miller explained the tactic of selecting an alternate slate of electors, during a Monday appearance on Fox News. This would ensure that all of our legal remedies remain open, he stated. CNN, which describes the process of a legal challenge to election results, undertaken by campaigns on both sides, as an attempted coup, reported Tuesday that Monaco said, federal prosecutors are reviewing fake Electoral College certifications that declared former President Donald Trump the winner of states that he lost. She would not comment further, but CNN made much of the revelation that the DOJ is looking at the fake elector lists. This is the first time that the Justice Department has commented on requests from lawmakers and state officials that it investigate the fake certifications. The DOJ has a strict policy of not commenting on ongoing investigations because doing so would allow the media to sensationalize claims in particular cases, as CNN has done in this case. Monaco gave no reason for her acknowledgement in public of the DOJ having received referrals about what Trump's campaign team said they were doing, legally and openly. In 2016, the media were full of ideas about how Hillary Clinton could overturn the results of the 2016 election in the Electoral College. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.